Psalm number 1, I'm reading at verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Verse 6, the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We trust the Lord will bless the reading of these very precious verses to our soul. The verses read have been giving me a good deal of exercise over the last few days. I have been thinking on this word blessed, in other words, happy, satisfied, content. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. As we look over the year that has passed, many will be agreed that it has been a hard and difficult year for many. We have entered into the year 1999. We don't know what the future holds, as we have already been reminded this afternoon. But all of us would seek in some little measure to have happiness, to have contentment, to have joy and the peace of God in our soul. How is this going to be obtained? It cannot be bought in the shop. It cannot be taught by way of education as far as the world's standards are concerned. But the psalmist has got a way around it, and he says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. The ungodly are very quick to give counsel and give advice. It might seem very good, and listening to it might seem very good. But dear brethren and sisters, the book strictly says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So that we are not going to look, as we start off the year, at the counsel of the ungodly. Where are we going to go? Well, the hymn writer has penned the words, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. And I would like to encourage my brethren and sisters this evening. There are none of us, as we have already been reminded, without problems, without difficulties in life, but we cannot listen to the counsel of the ungodly, for oftentimes it is contrary to the mind and will of God. So what are we going to do? We take our burden to the Lord. And I would like us this evening to remember, dear brethren and sisters, and to you, my beloved brethren and sisters in the farming industry, with all the many difficulties and all the many problems experienced over the last few weeks and months, all I can say to you today is this: blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't be looking to the ungodly for help, they cannot give it, but take it to the Lord. Make it a matter of prayer and be exercised before the Lord. That would apply, of course, not only to the farming industry, but to all the different spheres of business life, because there are problems, there are many difficulties. We're drawing close to the end of the age, and there's no doubt about it that many of the Lord's dear people are being called upon to pass through trials, problems and difficulties that they never expected. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. not only the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. As I thought over this, over the days that are past, looking at a dear man, and my mind was turned to Elisha, when the great woman of Shunem had got to acknowledge, "This is a holy man of God that passeth by us continually." He wasn't standing in the way of sinners. I would like to say, dear brethren and sisters, and to you, my younger brethren and sisters, that is not the place where the Lord expects his people to be, standing in the way of sinners. Now, I am very conscious that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We profess that we are pilgrims. We profess that we are strangers. We profess that this world is a wilderness wide. I have nothing to seek or to choose. I have no thought in the ways to abide. I have not to regret nor to lose. Standing in the way of sinners. In the first words, we have the thought of counsel or advice. Blessed is the man who turns a deaf ear to the advice of the ungodly. Standing in the way of sinners, I had thought, was the company we are associated with. Now, my dear brethren and sisters, what about our company today? Is it sadly possible that we profess Christianity, we profess salvation, we profess to be saved and going to heaven, but alas, we are quite happy in the company of sinners, men and women who are unsaved, who love the pleasures of sin, and who follow after those ways. And yet you and I are happy to be in their company. There is something very seriously wrong. I would like to encourage my younger brethren and sisters that you keep company with the people of God, that you make sure that you don't company along with the sinners. I know you've got to do it as far as this world is concerned, business life and so on. But to make them your company, it is a very sad thing. And if you want a picture of it, undoubtedly you have it in Lot. He lifted up his eyes toward the well-watered plains of Jordan. He saw the prosperity that Jordan had got to offer. But alas, poor Lot eventually finds himself sitting in the gate of the city, sitting amongst the ungodly, content. And so we have a man this evening who lost his testimony because he congregated with sinners. May the Lord preserve us as we enter 1999, that we listen not to the advice of the ungodly. Blessed, happy and content is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. We really shouldn't have time to stand in the way of sinners. And then thirdly, sitting in the seat of the scornful. I would like to remind our hearts that the psalmist knew about the scornful in his day. Scorners were at the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are still scorners in the world today. The scorner says, 2 Peter chapter 3, where is the promise of his coming? But alas, how sad it is to see the child of God sitting in the seat of the scornful. I trust, beloved in Christ, this afternoon, that none of us will be happy to sit amongst the seat of the scornful. Those who slight the gospel, those who despise the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, those who see no beauty in that blessed one, sitting in the seat of the scornful. First of all, walking, taking advice from the ungodly, standing in the way of sinners, and sitting in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, and this is a little word I want to leave with us at the close of our conference today, but his delight, the child of God has got a delight that the world knows nothing about, a delight that you, the men, ungodly men and women, in this town this evening, I've got no understanding of. And what is that? His delight is in the law of the Lord. My dear brethren and sisters, can I encourage you to take a greater interest in the Word of God? To remember that this book is the sacred pages of Holy Scripture. God given, God breathed, God inspired. And this book can guide us through life's pilgrim journey. But if I'm going to be guided by the book, I will have to take time to spend in the sacred pages. And I've already referred in another conference recently that Joshua was reminded, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. If you and I are going to make good success in the pilgrim journey, we are going to have to spend time in this book. Not to listen to the counsel of the ungodly. We will get advice from the book. And I'm not going to take time to enter into all that could be said there. Not to be standing in the way of sinners. And not to be sitting amongst the seat of the ungodly or the scornful. But to be taking time alone in the pages of Holy Scripture, we may not understand all that we read. I have to humbly admit and acknowledge that I didn't understand, maybe doesn't understand all yet from John chapter 16. But at least we have gleaned something from it this afternoon. What I would like to encourage us to do is this. Not only to read the Scriptures, but to meditate upon them, as said here by the psalmist. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And you see the threefold blessing that is associated with the tree. Now the time is gone, and I finish on this note, encouraging my beloved brethren and sisters, as we've entered out into the year 1999, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. His delight is in the law of the Lord. May God give us a greater interest in the law of the Lord or our Bibles.